This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Dylan Music. Today, the owners of the Cemex sand mine in Marino will miss yet another deadline to formally respond to the California Coastal Commission. The sand mine has been operating on the coast of the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary without a permit, but the commission only recently took action. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
The California Coastal Commission made the first move toward shutting down the Cemex sand mine in Marina back in March. That's when it issued a notice of intent to commence a cease and desist order. Next, Cemex, the mine's owner, was supposed to respond with a statement of defense. 3 months later, that still hasn't happened. Deadlines have come, gone, and been extended with no formal response from Cemex. But a spokesperson for the California Coastal Commission says the two groups have been talking and trying to avoid protracted litigation. In some respects, it's playing out as expected.
I think Cemex will fight this.
That's Jimena Weisbluth, shortly after the Coastal Commission issued its notice of intent. She's the chair of the Surfrider Foundation Monterey chapter. We walk the beach in Marina toward the sand mine, where her passion for protecting the coast is clear. She pulls out a reusable bag to pick up trash. She even runs to the water to retrieve a heart-shaped Mylar balloon floating on the waves.
Wow, that was great!
Happy Valentine's Day! We want the sand mining to stop. I get it. It's a really great business model. You know, you take something for free and then you sell it. But it's not good for the 99%. Or pretty much everyone else who's not in the business.
Here's how the sand mine works. Cemex has a pond above the mean high tide line in Marina. The city asked the Coastal Commission to take the lead in enforcement. So the same waves that were carrying that Mylar balloon also wash sand into the pond. From there, a dredge boat pumps it out. Unlike most mines, which eventually run out of resources, this one is essentially renewable. Retired Naval Postgraduate School professor Ed Thornton has been studying sand mining and erosion in the Monterey Bay area for decades.
I call this the magic pond because it's a very efficient business model. When you fill up this whole pond, you're filling up about 200,000 cubic yards of sand, and that's what they're mining each year.
He says the mine is the primary reason why the southern Monterey Bay has the highest erosion rate in the state of California, averaging a loss of about 4 feet of beach per year. Thornton first alerted the Coastal Commission to his concerns about the sand mine back in 2009, which eventually led to this year's action. The commission found at least 5 violations, and in March, it took the first step toward a cease and desist order.
The cease and desist order does have teeth. For each violation, the fine for not remedying the violation is about $11,000 a day. That works out to, for all 5 violations, $20 million a year, $20
million. A spokesperson for the California Coastal Commission says there is no new deadline for Cemex to issue its statement of defense, but talks continue. In the meantime, in Marina, Cemex continues to mine. Again, the Surfrider's Jimena Weisbluth.
It's like any other natural resource that's overexploited, and you don't know it until it's too late. It's like the water until the river runs dry, the sardines until the fishery collapses, the sand until the beaches are gone.
Separately from the Coastal Commission's action, the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary is exploring whether it has any authority over the mine. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.